The Mind Aware, 720.
Hello, hello. This is Dana Wild, and welcome to the show. You are listening to Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs. This is the show where you discover how to shift your mindset, how to shift your limiting beliefs, how to make more money, how to have more fun, how to build a business the fun and easy way. We like to say fun, light, and easy. I know you're going to love it. As I said, this is Dana Wild, and if you want a jolt of happiness in the morning, when you get that jolt of happiness and you feel good first thing in the morning, it helps you build your business. If you want some of that, then check out Positive Mindset for Entrepreneurs, the free daily newsletter. You can head over to danawild.com/mantra. danawild.com/mantra. Today we're going to talk about making a consistent income. We had somebody write in and just ask like for suggestions on how to make a consistent income. They're sick of the roller coaster, one month doing well, the next month not doing well, and so on and so forth. And this is not that uncommon. The entrepreneurial world, it's been kind of a famous story that people tell about it being feast or famine. If you're going to go out on your own, you're going to have those times where it's up and down. And as the story goes, or as most people do, when things are good, they say yes to too many things because they get that panic that, oh, it's all going to go away. And then they ride that roller coaster. And so how do you make a consistent income month in and month out? So I'll tell you the easy way to do this, because most of the time when people are saying, how do I make a consistent income? What they're really asking is, how can I take consistent action? How can I run consistent promotions? How can I stay on top of my income or on top of my business and do those tasks consistently? And that's the rub, because there is only one way to make consistent income. And you guessed it, it's consistent thinking, consistent thoughts, training your brain consistently, consistent expectation. When you have a consistent expectation to make a consistent income, the consistent income is there. Consistent thoughts, consistent thinking, consistent feeling good, consistent expectation, right? This is how to do it. Why is it that I say that and say that so often? Is because of the part of the brain called the reticular activating system. Now, I want you to really think about this for a second. You've got this part of your brain called the reticular activating system, and it stands at attention, and it waits all day, every day, listening to what are you thinking about and what are you talking about. And its job, its full-time job, all day, every day, is to sift through the mucky muck, all the billions of bits of information that are coming at us every second of every day, and look for the stuff that matches that thinking that you've got going, that story that you've got going, those messages that you've got going. And it's real. You know, as an entrepreneur, you get that real fear of like, oh my gosh, what if next month isn't as good as this month? Or this is a time of year when it's quote unquote slow. How am I going to make it? What's going to happen next? And so that's the stuff you have to bust. That's the thinking that you have to catch, and you have to realize, when I'm thinking these thoughts, when I'm having these emotions, when I'm feeling these feelings, that's the stuff that the reticular activating system is trying to match and trying to create for you in the outside world. So you have that negative feeling and it goes unchecked, and that reticular activating system looks for opportunities that might not be so successful. Or it looks for ways to help you not make the right choices about things. Now, on the other hand, of course, when you get that consistent thinking going, when you get that consistent positive thought going, when you bust yourself, when you're doing that feast or famine dialogue, now your reticular activating system is working on your behalf. So Consistent income is followed by consistent thoughts, consistent thinking, consistent expectation. So the first story to start telling, the first step in this process, or the first story to start telling yourself is, I'm starting to make a consistent income. And say it as though it's already happening. And you might even add, I'm starting to think consistent thoughts and it's creating my consistent income. I'm getting better at thinking consistent thoughts and it's creating my consistent income. I love that I'm getting more and more consistent. I'm creating a more consistent income. I'm starting to see a more consistent income. I'm starting to feel better about my consistent income. It feels weird to talk about stuff that hasn't happened yet. I know that. Like, it's strange to talk about stuff that hasn't happened. But that's the work. That's the way we get our reticular activating system on board. And so we say that's the work. I like to say that's the play. This is what we're playing with. How can I talk about this in a way that feels good? How can I play with words so that I let them slip under the radar? Because here's the thing. Your unconscious mind and your reticular activating system believe everything you say. So you can just go, I have a consistent income, I have a consistent income, I have a consistent income, and your brain's on board has got it. But the challenge we have is that conscious mind of ours, that one that's the monkey mind that's thinking in our head all day, that's the mind that always wants to argue with us. So we say, I have a consistent income, and monkey mind says, oh yeah, wait a second, you do not, let's talk about this. And you wants to get that argument. So what you're trying to do is find words that slip under the radar of that negative voice. I'm on my way. I like making a consistent income. I like the idea of making a consistent income. Training your brain. Training your brain, thinking thoughts intentionally in your head, intentionally being a proactive thinker in your head, focusing your mind on thoughts that feel good, and playing with the words that feel good, finding the words that feel good, because then within 72 hours, your reticular activating system will show you that it's working. It will give you evidence that it's sifting through the mucky muck and you'll start to see evidence that it's working. It doesn't take very long. So consistent thinking for 3 days. Put up anything you can to help you remember. You know, use all those cheats we talk about here on the show, like post-it notes and reminders on your phone and things like that. Because once you start getting that story going, training your brain consistently, I like the idea of having a consistent income. I'm open to having a consistent income. I'm ready for a consistent income. I like focusing my thoughts. And when I focus my thoughts, I see the more consistent I am in my thoughts, the more consistent my income. I'm getting so good at this. I'm getting so good at having consistent thoughts. I'm getting so good at having higher expectations. I'm getting so good at feeling consistent feelings. I'm getting so good at focusing on consistent thoughts that lead to the consistent feelings that help me to take the action. That's the feel-good action that helps me move forward with my consistent income and my expectation. I love the word consistent. I love feeling consistent. I love thinking consistent thoughts. I love making the connection that the more consistent my thoughts are, the more consistent my income. I love busting myself. I love moving forward with brain training. It feels so good to make money this way. I love being a consistent brain trainer and seeing the consistent results I get from it. I love having consistent income and consistent thoughts and consistent expectation. It all just feels so good and I'm so on board with this and I'm getting to be such a good brain trainer and I love noticing it, right? Wow, it feels good to say those words and say them over and over and over again. So that's the ticket. That's the ticket. And I know you're right on board with this and you've got this. You've been at this a while now. You know, you're listening in, you're getting this week in and week out. It's so simple, isn't it? And it's so fun. It's so fun to be a brain trainer. It's so fun to play with the words and feel good and watch the outcomes. It's like a little mini experiment you get to do all by yourself and see what the results are, right? Ooh, how fun. Don't we love it? We do. So just a heads up, because I know you're going to want to listen in on the next show. Next episode, we are going to talk about how to silence negative self-talk, because this lines up right perfectly with this, doesn't it? So make sure and listen in. If you've got that negative voice in your head, I was going to say negative Nelly, but you know, we got to give Nelly a break, I think. But for everybody who's named Nelly, I got your back, all right? That negative voice in your head, how do you silence it? Listen in on the next show, and between now and then, you keep those mantras flowing, you keep those good thoughts flowing, you keep those consistent thoughts flowing. You've totally got this.